You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Charlotte Winham, a parent, entrepreneur, and leader involving products that promote the health and well-being of children. She is here to discuss the baby shusher, the sleep miracle. Charlotte, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So for the benefit of our listeners, tell us about the shusher.
Certainly. The baby shusher is a small portable device and also a mobile phone application that features a rhythmic shush. The shusher is designed to break babies' natural crying cycle and allow them to engage their own calming reflex, leading to better sleep for both babies and for parents, of course.
And what inspired you to create the shusher?
Like all products, necessity is often the mother of invention. And as a parent design product, the shusher was an evolution of a basic need where the baby is crying. You're not sure why baby's crying. You've fed them, you've changed them, they've had some playtime, and it seems that they're just overtired. Traditionally, parents have done things like swaddled, done the back tap with the shh. Now, as a mother, my lung capacity and the volume that I can generate is much less than my husband's. And so, of course, his is a lot more effective than mine was. So with my husband going out to work, I was often in a situation where you just can't get it done. So it started out as a simple recorded shush sound, which was used and worked beautifully. With the second baby coming along, we thought, well, maybe we'll try it. Maybe it'll work. It did work, and as other people saw it working, and wanted it, it grew from there. It started off as an iPhone app, and now in the next month we'll be releasing a physical product. That's essentially how it started, how we got the ball rolling.
That is really phenomenal, let me tell you. The shusher offers a number of innovative and effective solutions. Tell us about those strengths, if you would.
Certainly. We've looked at other similar products, and there are similar products out there. And one thing that we noticed is that it was a static sound, and it didn't actually allow the baby to reset themselves. So what we've done through research, through trialing, we've actually put a rhythmic shush, so very, very similar to what you would do yourself, with almost like breathing interspersed through it. So it allows babies to actually get that crying cycle broken, almost to reset and to engage that calming reflex. Because it started off as an iPhone app, obviously, what we were able to do is to get this out to a number of people, get a lot of really good feedback, and some of what parents were saying is that they wanted their iPhone or their iPod or their iPad back. So we've developed a physical product now that's nice and small, fits very easily into a handbag or a diaper bag, nice and easy to clean, which is very, very important, especially with small children. So that's, I think, what our advantages are over other similar products.
Today we're joined by Charlotte Winham, a parent, entrepreneur, and leader involving products that promote the health and well-being of children, and the operations manager of the Baby Shusher, a mobile application that will be also releasing a physical product in the coming month here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Charlotte, what are some of the benefits or competitive advantages that distinguish the Shusher as a leader within its respective area of business?
Well, it's very, very portable. It's, like I said, nice and easy to clean. And one of the beauties with with the shush of physical products is that it can be used with older children as well. What research has shown is that with older children, especially those with autism spectrum disorders, is that white noise can be extremely effective in enabling them to establish and maintain focus on tasks. And in some special needs schools, it's also being used in the school environment to assist with learning. So given that it's a fairly generic-looking product, it's white, it's got nice clean lines, it doesn't look overly childlike, it's something that older children are happy to use as well without, looking terribly infantile, which is very important.
And how do you envision the shusher evolving or expanding in both the short and the long term?
Well, the baby shusher has already gone from a very basic recorder that one or two parents used through to a mobile application that has had 45,000 odd downloads over the last 12 months to now a physical product that can be used in response to feedback and demand from parents. So we're looking into the future, further refining how the product works, and also offering complementary products that have been scientifically proven to assist in calm, rested babies.
And finally, if you would, share with us some success stories from consumers who are fans of the shusher.
Oh, we've got a number of fans. To start with, just the Apple ratings online, we're averaging 4.5 out of 5 stars, which I think says a huge amount to start with. We've also got a lot of great testimonials. Some of these are listed on our website. For example, Erica, who's a mother of a 2-month-old, she said, I wasn't sure after the first time I used it, but it proved to us that it worked better and better thereafter. Love the product. And that's coming across really strongly, is that parents love this product, it works, and they want it.
Phenomenal. Now, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information and also pick up the Baby Shusher application online?
Certainly. Baby Shusher application is available on the Apple and Google Play application stores. We're launching the product, the physical product, in the next month. For more information on where to purchase that, go to babyshusher.com. And also, we have a Facebook page as well. We've got some videos, some testimonials, and some other information on there. So facebook.com/babyshusher.
And in conclusion, is there any advice that you could lend to the listener that could be possibly looking to create their own mobile application, obviously, which has proven that could lead into a business as well? What could you lend the listener in form of advice in that regard?
It's about finding out what people actually need. And an idea is always a good place to start, but making sure that actually having an end product that people want and being flexible enough to take on board suggestions that will enable you to grow and be sustainable in the long term is always the best way to approach business from our experience.
Certainly appreciate your joining us this morning via Australia. She is Charlotte Winham, a parent, entrepreneur, and leader involving products that promote the health and well-being of children, and she is the operations manager of the Baby Shusher, a mobile application that will be releasing also a physical product in the coming month, and the website of reference. And to pick up the Baby Pusher application at this moment, it's babyshusher.com. Charlotte, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and have a great day.
Thank you very much, and you too.
Thank you, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. We'll be right back.
This is the ePodcast Network.